Scientists and health officials have called on African governments to integrate treatment for rare blood disorders such as hemophilia and thalassemia into routine healthcare services, warning that poor awareness and delayed diagnosis are leading to unnecessary suffering and death. Officials from the Africa Center for Disease Control and Prevention said many health workers lack knowledge on how to manage for conditions, with some patients ending up in the hands of traditional healers due to delayed diagnosis. In Uganda, health officials estimate about 5,000 people could be living with hemophilia, although only a small percentage have been diagnosed because of limited screening and research. Diana Twine says government plans to expand newborn screening programs used for sickle cell disease to also detect hemophilia and thalassemia while integrating treatment drugs into routine care.
They are there, and we have had actually over the same, except that the support, we don't get normally many people who support those kind of things. But we want to bring them to the table so that they are able to know, and people know if a child starts getting bleeding, and we can say and tell you that this child either has is lacking this factor 8 or factor 9, and they can be taken care of. So this is really to bring out all these silence issues that have affected the care of these genetic linked diseases.